My guest at this time is Lila Rose. She is the founder and president of Live Action. That is a pro-life organization that has been around since Lila was 15 years old when she founded the group. The group has now been out with a series of very revealing videos regarding what exactly Planned Parenthood does. The argument by Planned Parenthood as the debate heats up over whether they should continue to receive taxpayer funding is whether they truly do provide other services besides abortion, namely prenatal care, including ultrasounds. Well, in the latest live-action video, many different Planned Parenthood clinics admit on hidden recordings that they do not, in fact, provide ultrasounds unless the patient is ready to have an abortion. Here's an example of several different clinics making that admission.
I was kind of hoping for an ultrasound because I would love to have, the pictures, make sure the baby's healthy and stuff like that, see the gender.
But we won't be able to tell you if it's healthy or the gender. If you're, we specialize in abortions, that's what our ultrasounds are for, to see how far along the patient is.
Do you do any ultrasounds in your clinic at all?
We do, but not as standalone.
What do you mean?
We don't do them by themselves.
What do you do them with?
We do them when performing abortion procedures.
Okay, so you said that they use ultrasounds for terminations only?
Yes.
We tell you you're pregnant, and we also prefer how to do the abortions.
Okay.
Okay.
So other than a pregnancy test, I heard you guys had ultrasounds. Would it be possible?
No, we only do ultrasounds if you are terminating.
Oh.
Would it be possible to get an ultrasound to just check that the baby's healthy?
No, not something we offer.
And so, Lila, first of all, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
At the end of that video, it's pointed out that of the 68 different clinics contacted, 65 said they either did not do ultrasounds at all or only did them in conjunction with performing abortions. How surprised were you by those results?
We weren't surprised. I mean, we know and we've known that Planned Parenthood is an abortion-first corporation, that they commit about 34% of all abortions in this country every year, and yet they provide less than 2% of the breast cancer screenings, less than 1% of pap smear tests, and the numbers go on. So we knew that their focus was largely abortion. However, we still noticed, and it's all over, Planned Parenthood's prenatal care promotion, that they use it as a justification for their over $500 million a year in taxpayer funds, which is what led us to do this investigation, to really use Planned Parenthood's own language, their own staff explaining and admitting on tape that they don't actually provide prenatal care, and no, they actually don't provide ultrasound, even though they advertise those things.
And talk about the larger prenatal care issue, because you've done a video on that as well. What did you learn from that one?
That one was called of over 97 Planned Parenthood facilities requesting prenatal care, including facilities that, again, promote it or advertise prenatal care on their websites as pregnancy services, or they even on their answering machines, they say prenatal care is something we can help you with. And yet at those facilities, Planned Parenthood said actually they do not provide prenatal care. They only provide, quote unquote, abortion services. So it was a really stark and really a stunning admission from the corporation that despite their advertising, despite their bid for taxpayer funds to try to defend themselves to receive this money on behalf of pregnant mothers and for prenatal care, they're actually focused on abortion, which is why, again, they're at 34% of the market share. That's 320,000 abortions every year at Planned Parenthood.
Lila, as you well know, the number given by Planned Parenthood is that 3% of their activity is performing abortions. It certainly is not necessarily the number they use for where the revenue comes from. But first of all, is there any truth to that number overall? And secondly, based on what you've revealed that they don't do, what else do they do?
That number is a huge misleading number. It's very deceptive. Even the Washington Post has given the Planned Parenthood 3% number, three Pinocchios. Live Action actually did an investigative video, expose video on that number as well. The reality is that Planned Parenthood is providing abortions to, again, 34% of abortions across the country. And abortion is, they're giving an abortion to one out of every eight clients who come through their doors. So 3% is very, very misleading. The other resources that they provide, again, they have a business model that ultimately feeds people into abortion. So they get taxpayer money reimbursed for birth control pills, for STI tests, but their core service with their facilities is abortion. And they're trying to ultimately use taxpayer money to build relationships with communities, to build a strong brand, to market themselves, because what they're going to make money off of in their facility is not the STI test or the birth control, it's abortion. And abortions are $400 up to $2,000 a piece at Planned Parenthood. So it's really set up to ultimately get the taxpayer to fund, you know, the brick and mortar, the staff, the marketing, the advertising, and then they can make money directly off of the abortion.
Lila, how much do you think, how much do you hope you've impacted the debate over whether or not Planned Parenthood should get taxpayer funds?
I think that these videos are having a tremendous impact. I mean, the prenatal care video has almost 15 million views in less than a week, and they've been used. And, you know, I was just on the Hill today meeting with members of Congress, sharing the facts. I think Planned Parenthood's days are numbered, and they know that. They are the biggest abortion chain. They've been hiding behind their other services, claiming that that's what they care about. But when push comes to shove, they will do nothing to give up abortion. They will do whatever it takes to keep making their abortion money and pushing their abortion agenda, even at the risk of not being able to provide STI tests or birth control. So they are so focused on that. And I think the public, the more that these videos get out there, the more that the case is made on Capitol Hill, the public is more and more seeing the truth. Planned Parenthood has spent years building a brand, trying to build public support, but the truth is always more powerful than even the most expensive marketing. And that's what these videos are showing, that this is an abortion-first corporation, and the money should be redirected. If taxpayers are going to be funding anything, the money should be redirected to more worthy health care providers that provide more comprehensive care than Planned Parenthood. And there are 13,000 federally qualified health centers who provide better care, more comprehensive care, not focused on abortion. They should get that money, not Planned Parenthood.
Lila, I don't have to tell you that even in the very charged political atmosphere, defunding Planned Parenthood will probably ratchet up to about 15 on a scale of 1 to 10 in Washington, D.C. From the Republicans and the other lawmakers you've talked to, perhaps there's a few Democrats in there as well, how much resolve do they have headed into this fight?
I think there is a lot of resolve. I mean, it's a new era, and we've seen just, you know, executive order after executive order from the Trump administration. The good news is that the Trump administration, the Trump campaigned on pro-life pledges. So we want to see him, of course, make good on those. I think that the bottom line here is that this is the holy grail for the abortion lobby and for the folks in Congress that they have bought with lobbying dollars. I mean, Planned Parenthood is a huge lobbying force for now dozens of years. And so they're going to scream bloody murder, even though it's totally out of proportion with the fact of, you know, really supporting women's health care, which happens by promoting both pregnancy care centers and federally qualified health centers. So I think there's a lot of willpower right now on the Hill. There's a lot of clarity of focus that we need to get this done. The American people want it. I mean, many of the folks who got into office in the Senate and the House, this, you know, most pro-life House ever, campaigned on defunding the abortion industry. And so a lot of folks are behind it, a lot of energy and momentum. We have a petition up with over 500,000 signatures. We'd love any of the listeners to sign it. It's liveaction.org/petition or just liveaction.org. The petition sits there because this is a movement that's just continuing to grow.
We're talking with Lila Rose, the founder and president of Live Action. And Lila, in addition to the legislative efforts, obviously anytime there's a potential new justice on the U.S. Supreme Court, where they may ultimately land on a case if it comes before them on abortion, becomes one of the first topics of conversation. On Tuesday night, we got the nomination from President Trump of Federal Appeals Court Judge Neil Gorsuch. For the most part, the reaction is falling along the predictable lines. From what you know of this judge, what do you think of the pick?
I think that the pick looks really promising. A lot of good groups on their different research shows that Neil is someone who is a constitutionalist. They call it an originalist. He actually believes that the Constitution should not be altered, that it's not a living document, but it's a document that needs to be recognized and affirmed for the foundational principles it was founded on. And that's one of those principles is the right to life. He's also someone who's advocated against euthanasia, saying that any intentional taking of human life by a private party is wrong. So I think it's really hopeful, and I think that he deserves all the support that we can give him, and that I really hope that there's not a fight in the Senate and that he's able to be properly confirmed, and we have a great someone who's really going to defend the right to life and the Constitution on the Supreme Court. in place of Scalia, who was dearly loved.
Last question, going back to your conversation with lawmakers, obviously there's a lot of priorities right now. Did you get any indication as to when the push would begin for legislation to defund Planned Parenthood, whether it's part of the Obamacare repeal or a standalone measure?
I think that there, you know, nothing is set in stone yet, but it's looking like Planned Parenthood defunding and then the redirecting of that money to federally qualified health centers will be included in the reconciliation bill. That's what happened last year. So this means that it will pass the Senate filibuster because the pro-abortion groups in the Senate right now would filibuster a law that they would just try to get through the traditional way. So this is something that is a reconciliation process for the budget. It goes to a certain committee, and it's looking like this will include defunding of Planned Parenthood. So it's really hopeful. Keep in mind, this happened last year. Last January 2016, the reconciliation bill made it to the president's desk, President Obama at the time. He did not sign it, and that was a bill that would have defunded Planned Parenthood. So it's looking really hopeful. We just have to get that same bill now to President Trump because it's looking like he would actually pass it. He would actually sign it into law.
Lila, you've got a lot going on, and your work is certainly impacting this debate in some very significant ways. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Lila Rose is the founder and president of the pro-life group Live Action. As she mentioned, you can go to liveaction.org and sign their petition to encourage lawmakers to end taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.